Why introduce a bill for medical marijuana?
Well, I think it's the right thing to do. We use all kinds of really hard drugs for medical purposes, things that you wouldn't want on the street, hydrocodone, oxycodone, things that we're fighting because there is some abuse of those, as you know. It's rampant in some parts of the state. But we don't allow marijuana to be used because a decision was made in 1970 that we shouldn't go that direction. But we've never outlawed barbiturates or opiates. And I think it's high time that in those cases where it is legitimate, where a doctor prescribes it, people ought to be able to use marijuana for medicinal purposes. I'm not in favor of the crazy California law that says, you know, hey, if it just makes you feel a little bit better, use it. I don't like the Colorado and Washington State method where basically they're just not going to enforce the laws that are on the books from the federal level. I think we need an appropriate, conservative, reasonable approach, and I believe that this bill represents that.
What types of regulations would you put on it to make sure that it was safe for people to use?
Well, when you make it a Schedule II drug, that does not mean that it can just be used willy-nilly. Now, we do allow the states some control in this because Virginia already has a bill that was passed in 1979 by the Virginia legislature. There have been several attempts to repeal it since then. They've been beaten back. It's only good in Virginia for glaucoma and cancer treatment to help folks who are doing heavy chemotherapy. But the doctors would make that decision instead of a group of lawyers and politicians. And I think that's important. Over time, there'd be research. You know, the FDA might get involved in it over time, but this would at least get us started in using something that probably should have been available for patients for many years. But now's the time. Better late than never.
Would you have to carry a card or something that said that you were medically permitted to do this rather than, you know, if a cop stops you and sees a joint in your glove compartment?
Yeah, I mean, just like you would with other medications, if you have a valid prescription for a controlled substance, you need to be able to establish that. If an officer finds loose pills in your car, you may get charged, but if you had a valid prescription, the charges are going to be dismissed. If you carry the prescription with you, you shouldn't have any problem. And it would have to be a valid written prescription by a doctor that you are allowed to have this material.
So you see it's something like, did you mention glaucoma maybe, or MS or migraines, something like that?
Well, the Virginia law currently only allows it for glaucoma. It's very specific. Glaucoma and cancer. I believe that there are many other uses, but rescheduling it to Schedule II also allows more research to be done so that the scientific data can come forward on things that people believe it helps. Migraines, epilepsy is a big issue right now because apparently children with a lot of seizures can use a little bit of the marijuana oil. They don't apparently use the smoked version, although some may, but they're using the marijuana oil. It's not the THC they're after, but that apparently helps epilepsy. But other than anecdotal stories that people have used it illegally and say it helps, we don't have any real basis to say that. Rescheduling the drug from a Schedule 1 to a Schedule 2 makes it much easier for pharmaceutical companies to actually do the research, for universities to do the research, and then that would open up the debate for the legislatures around the country to say, okay, as Virginia, glaucoma, cancer, okay, and then we can add these other things if there's science to back it up. So that's where, you know, the purpose of the bill is. It's to adopt the Virginia model and allow that to occur at the federal level. Virginia's had this law, but nobody could use it because if you violate the DEA rules as a doctor, you lose your DEA number, which gives you the ability to get the controlled substances, the drugs, or to prescribe the drugs.
Well, it's only been a couple of days since you proposed this bill. What's the reaction been, and how hard is it going to get it through your Republican colleagues?
Well, I think it's going to take some time for them to realize that it's not one of those bills that just opens up the floodgates and says everybody can use it. I think once they realize that and realize that this is a measured approach, then we'll get some action on it. But it may be next year. I don't expect anything to happen this summer, but we'll continue to work on it. It's interesting. I'm getting text messages and things from people from around the district, and some are opposed, but a lot of people are saying, hey, this is the right direction to go in.
Would this be offered to people who couldn't pay, or could it be offered to Medicaid patients, or, you know, how would that work?
Well, this bill doesn't deal with that, but once it's a once the bill were to pass and it would be a legal medical use item, if you were to get it from your pharmacy, which the Virginia law contemplates and anticipates, if you were to go to your pharmacy, I would think it would be covered. But you'd have to be getting it from a pharmacy and not the guy on the corner that you go, hey, got any marijuana? You'd be getting it from a licensed pharmacy in order for any kind of reimbursement. This just says that doctors can use this drug, moving it from Schedule 1 to Schedule 2, like the opioids and the barbiturates. You know, we're not saying that it's going to be available, you know, willy-nilly. It's being treated as a serious drug, but a drug that can be used in certain medical situations.